Hey friends, welcome to this week's edition of Core Foundation. So this week we're going to take a little bit of a break from our habits and our goal setting and different ways to improve what's around us. And what we're going to do is take a little bit of a look inward. So what I want to focus today on is talking about self-love. Now, self-love is one of those things that can often get pushed into a way of, oh, well, they love themselves and they're taking care of themselves and even doing little things like working out or going to get a massage or get a facial or sleeping is sometimes looked upon by our society as weak. And when we do things by like saying that those things are weak, we're taking away from that self-love, which is making ourselves a better person for others. Because I think one of the things we need to understand is we cannot fully love other people truly and honestly and deeply if we do not first love ourselves. Because by loving ourselves, we are becoming our best self for ourselves, but also for others. It helps us to show up for others. So by doing those acts of kindness for ourselves, by taking that time and investing in ourselves, it's not selfish. It's helping us help others. So I want you to kind of help. I'm going to say that in the beginning. I'm going to say it probably throughout this whole thing about understanding that it is okay and it is good and you should love yourself. And not only should you, but the importance in that. And yes, As I said, like it can become across as, from our society as a narcissistic thing. I'm not saying here that you should go running from the rooftop saying how great you are and this and that and the other thing. There is definitely a line. But if I know you guys, I don't think that's something that we have to worry about. All right. So first, I want to start with what the definition or what self-love means. Okay. So self-love means having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. Self-love means taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. Self-love can mean something for each person, something different for each person, because we all have very different ways to take care of ourselves. All right, so part of this then, in saying that, we each have different ways of taking care of ourselves, means leaving the judgment on off the table. Take it off the table. Some of us, self-love literally means taking that 20-minute nap. And that is a really great way to care for yourself. Some of us, that self-love means taking a bath. Some of us, that means reading. Some of us, that means, you know, prepping some your food. When I'm saying self-love, I'm not saying indulging on things, because yes, of course, that is something as well. But is that caring for your deeper soul? Okay, so if we go back to our first week, and what we reiterate every single week is on that core focus. Who are you? Who do you want to become? And how are we going to get you there by doing what? Right? So keep that one core focus. We have that word of the year or whatever that word is that's helping keep you on that journey. What can you practice and care in practices of self-love to help get you there? Self-love, it is important to reward yourself. That's part of this as well. If you go back to thinking about when you were a little kid, what did you do around Valentine's Day? You sent everybody these little Valentine's Day cards, right? And it was just this little way of saying, and you'd say it, sent a different one to Johnny or a different one to Lori or whatever it was, but you sent them to everyone and it just made you feel good, right? As a little kid to receive those things. So yes, as we get older, this isn't as common of a practice to share it with others as much as it'd be wonderful to. And I encourage you to do so to others so that they can feel that love. But I want you to also do that to yourself. And I think one of the ways that we do that is through a gratitude journal. So it's not so much saying all of the different things we love about ourselves, but it's saying all the things that we're thankful for. And by saying the things that we're thankful for, those things should be things about ourselves as well. Thankful for your strength. Thankful for your wisdom. Thankful for your patience to get you through certain things. Thankful for whatever that might be to get you through a situation. So when thinking about self-love, there are three different types that we're gonna briefly go over here. And if you want to go into any of them a little bit deeper, I am more than happy to. All right. So first we have the physical self-love. And yes, the first thing that comes to mind is it what you see, right? Physicality is what you see when you look in the mirror. But this does not mean just your weight. This does not mean, oh, I don't like the way that my eyebrows are shaped. I don't like that my nose, whatever. Who, when you look in the mirror, who do you see? What do you see in yourself? And this will change. This will change over time. This will change over time based on your situations, based on what you're going through. But having those conversations with yourselves and who you are and what you see when you look in the mirror, and going back to that when you are in those challenging times and remembering what you did see in yourself, is something that will help you get through those situations as well. All right. So that's the physical piece. And that is, I see a strong woman. I see a brave man. I see someone who has gone through so much and is capable of doing so much. Yada, yada, yada. Can go on and on and on. I see someone who has lost X, Y, and Z pounds. I see someone who has been able to do something that they were not able to do before. Okay. That's the physical piece. The second piece of self-love is the mental piece. When you think about yourself and you, if you were to explain who you are to someone, what do you think about yourself? Do you hold yourself to a high regard? Are you proud of yourself? Or do you think about, you know, all of the things that you've achieved, everything that you've overcome? Or do you think about the things that I haven't done this? I have not done that. I didn't get that. I didn't do this, and have that negative image. In order to have that self-love, I want you to take those things. And even if you're thinking about the negative things, and this is going to be for both physical and mental, if you see or think these negative thoughts about yourself, I want you to say why, and why the opposite. So if you go ahead and say, you know, I don't even know what I want to say, because I can always find the opposite side of it. But if you want to go ahead and say, I see a heavy person in the mirror. And you can go ahead and say, I've seen someone who's gone through a lot, both between their own personal self-esteem as well as others. And you've gotten through that, and that strength of you know, if you're worrying about other people judging you or what you people actually may have said to you, you're strong enough to get through that piece. So now go ahead and be strong enough to get to the other side as well. There's always going to be the positive of what it was that is good from that. Maybe, you know, oh, I don't like my nose. Like for me, I've always thought my nose was a little wide, which is silly because it just depends on the angle of the picture. But that's something that does make me unique, right? I'll tell you something that I'm very bad at with my self-love. I've been very flat-chested my whole life, and my husband and my family will tell you that I am very mean to my ladies right here. But I know that makes me unique. And by having a smaller chest, I'm able to do more things that I never even thought about before, you know, where you're able to bounce around more. There's always a plus side to those things, right? I may not be able to fill out a dress, but I'm able to do more, you know, wear some things that I maybe wouldn't have been able to otherwise, whatever it might be. We don't need to go into talking about the little ladies. So that's talking still about the physical a little bit, but going back to the mental. What do you think about yourself? How do you think about yourself? What is it that makes you who you are, and why do you love that? If you're having trouble with thinking about why you love that, first think about the things, and I don't want this to be about other people, but think about what other people might, what they love about you. What are the things that make you unique? And these are the things that, you know, are on your activities to do. But what makes you unique? What makes you special? If you were to say, you know, you went and introduced yourself to someone for the first time, and we don't often get into this deep of conversations with new people, but if you were to say who you are and what makes you you, what are those things? And why do you love those things about yourself? Because you should. That's what makes you you. That's what makes each of us a different person. And you should love yourself for that. And then the third piece of this types of self-love, as my fingers just appear, is the psychological piece. Psychologically, because of how you see yourself and how you think about yourself, how do you treat yourself? Are you the one that's judging yourself? Are you the one that's saying, because I have not gotten to where where I wanted to be, I'm not worth it? Are you saying, oh, I wasn't able to do it before, so I'm not going to be able to do it again? Are you saying, because I've always been fat, I'm always going to be fat? Are you saying those things to yourself and treating yourself in a way where you deserve love? You deserve the chance to be loved by others and by yourself, most importantly, because you are the only one in control of you. So you may not be able to, maybe you're not able to see or talk to that many people at the moment or with whatever is going on with the pandemic, but you are able to practice self-love for yourself, on yourself, right? So what are those ways of how you're treating yourself? If you love your body, are you going to continue to stuff it with things that are bad for it? That's not loving your body. If you love your mind, are you going to continue to put those negative thoughts in your mind? No. If you love your soul, are you going to go ahead and just continue to say bad things and whatever? No, you have that gratitude journal. You have that meditation and whatever that might be. Treating yourself right is a way of self-love. And these three things, as I continued to say before about not thinking about other people, sometimes, and I think we may have mentioned this before, sometimes a practice of self-love is just saying no. It's a matter of, you know, if we talked about last week, the people that are around you, sometimes practicing that self-love when you know how you're going to feel after seeing a certain people or spending time with them is not going to make you feel good about yourself, whether that's physically, mentally, or psychologically. Saying no is huge, and that's a way of practicing self-love for yourself, whether it's you're trying to achieve a goal or you're just trying to practice on, you know, seeing yourself for the greatness that you are. Okay, so from those few things, we're going to do a few things. Number one, I want you to write a love letter to yourself. And this is, you are your greatest love of your life. You are the only person who you will know at this greatness and deepness of level for the longest period of time. You are born with yourself and you die with yourself. And as morbid as that is, it's true. So you have one body this entire life. You have one mind this entire life. You have the capability and the control to love it, to hate it, to care for it. And one of the things that, you know, I've heard before is about how you, if you don't spend time on yourself for your health and your wellness now, you'll spend time and money on your health and your illness later. Right? So just take a second to think about that. If you don't spend time on your health and wellness now, you'll spend time on your health and illness later, right? So either way, you still require that time to care for yourself. It's rather, are you working for it in a positive light to work towards where you want to be? Or is it that you already got knocked down and you need to pull yourself back up and out of it with whatever that is on the illness side? Okay, so number one is writing this love letter to yourself about who you are, why you love yourself, how you see yourself, how you think about yourself, and how you should treat yourself. And this could be even talking to someone, talking to you of who you were 5 years ago. If you should be proud of where you came from, right? Of saying all of those things that you love about where you've come from. Or maybe it's a letter to your future self about what you love, about what you're going through and what you've gone through and where you're moving to. And so if we were to go ahead, we already said this, right? That we need to make ourselves a priority, because if we do not prioritize ourselves, we cannot fully prioritize others. We can't fully love other people if we do not first love ourselves. If we are lying on the couch, if we're being lazy, how are we being the best person for other people around us? If you have kids, right? If you're not taking care of your body, and eventually that starts to harm who you are and what you're capable of doing, that's not showing up for those around you either. Okay, so by having this self-love, what we're doing is creating acceptance. We have acceptance for who we are in whatever situation we're in by knowing who we are and that we have control over what is going around us, only with what's in our control, by knowing how we see ourselves, how we think about ourselves, and how we treat ourselves in coming out with that, right? So if we have that acceptance and that control, we take responsibility for what's around us. We take control over that situation and understand the power that we have, and we're confident. It creates this sense of confidence and self-esteem in what we are doing and how we are achieving those things and the decisions that we're making so that we can move forward. And that you're proud of those decisions that you've made because you know who you are, you know why you made those decisions, you know how you made those decisions, and you know what that impacts. Okie dokies. So if we were just go over a few things of other ways of self-love practice, in addition to, like I said, taking care of your body, whether that means working out, meal prepping, feeding it with nutritious foods, giving it the water it deserves, giving it the sleep that it deserves, caring for yourself. Like people have self-care Sundays, put that mask on your face, go ahead and paint your nails. Those little things of acts of self-love and self-care, acts of self-care are acts of self-love as well. Okay. So in addition to those things, other ways to practice self-love, stop worrying about others. There is only so much that you can control. And I know we talk about this all the time about what is and is out of our control. Stop worrying about others. But more importantly, stop comparing yourself to others, because this is your journey. This is your life. And we are all going through something different. Those people that you're comparing yourself to have been dealt a different hand of cards. That's what I'm saying. Yes, dealt a different hand of cards. And they are going through their own stuff as well that we don't know and we don't see. So we only know what is in front of us. We only know what we have to go through and what we're able to go through and the potential that we have. So don't worry about those other people. Okay? I want you to also think about how it's okay to make mistakes. If you are letting fear run your life, you're not taking those risks in your life, you're not going to make those mistakes, but you're also not going to grow. So it's okay to make those mistakes. It's not about how many times you get knocked down. It's about how many times you stand up. And that is another time where you're proud of yourself and why it's important to have these gratitude journals and these moments where you look in the mirror and see, talk to yourself about who you are and what you see in yourself, how you think about yourself, and be proud of what you were able to overcome. Another way is practicing your self-awareness. Self-awareness, I think, is the greatest superpower that we could all have. If we were fully aware of who we are, how we are impacting others, what we are doing, if the whole world did that, we'd be in a great place. however, that's not quite the case all the time. But I want you to practice that as well, right? Your self-awareness of what you're doing, when you're doing those things, why you're doing those things, to have a better understanding of the habits you're creating and how you can, as we've talked about before, create more sustainable habits or healthy habits for yourself, right? So if you didn't like what you were doing, how you treated yourself, what can you do differently? But you have to become aware of those things first and become aware of things like understanding your fears. What are the fears that you have? Becoming aware of those fears, why you're afraid of those things and how you can overcome them, because we have to overcome them or they will overcome us. And that is not the answer. And then most importantly, how we're going to end today is just practicing self-love is trusting in your decisions that you're making, trusting in your instincts and believing in yourself and what you're able to accomplish, what you're able to achieve in moving forward and making those baby steps towards who the core of who you are and the core of who you want to become. I believe that you have everything that you need to do that. I believe that you are worthy of self-love. I believe that you deserve love. And again, that starts from within. So if we continue to talk about this whole core foundation, these are things within our control. So take a deeper look into yourself about what makes you unique, what makes you special, why you believe in yourself, why you should believe in yourself. Write that love letter to yourself. Make it beautiful. Make it the greatest love poem of all time. I believe in you. I hope you believe in you. Reach out to me with any questions. I hope you love yourself. I love you. And I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.